Renewing your mind with the Word of God will help you break free from the limitations of the world's economic system. Join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle as they deliver a message on how to live without limitations, next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. This is The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and I'm going to tell you something else. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is alive. He is doing well. He is at the right hand of the Father. He is Lord. Praise God. And we're excited about it because I'm telling you, Jesus is not bound by this economy. He's not bound by the foolishness of men. I mean, he has no boundaries about him. And if we'll wake up to what Brother Savelle is teaching us all this week, we don't have any boundaries. Praise Amen. God. Praise and God. You got me... I'm liking this, man. Amen. Let's get back
right
in it, Jerry.
Out of the Word of God.
Yeah, just get us right back in there. This is so exciting.
Well, we can't leave John 17 because that's where it's all stated about the no boundaries. Once again, Jesus praying to the Father, and he says in verse 14, I have given them thy word, speaking of his disciples, you and me. And the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that you should take them out of this world, but you should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You know, Jesus shouldn't have to say anything but one time. But the fact that he said that twice within those couple of verses, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world, that tells me that we need a revelation of what he's saying there.
Amen.
He's emphasizing that. And to me, that means if we get a revelation of what he's saying, then it will indeed be life-changing. Now, once again, the Message translation says, they are no more defined by this world than I am defined by this world. And that word defined means marked by its boundaries.
Now, that means the difference between him and the world was a word.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the Word never changes.
No.
He never changes. And when we change, we let the Word change us and it becomes final authority in our lives. It moves us out of that darkness over into His light. We walk in the light as He is in the light. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be just like Him.
Right. And that's apparently why it was so important to Him that He say that to His Father. Father, I want you to know, even though I'm about to go to the cross, I gave them your Word. In other words, this is what makes the difference. This is what makes us different from the rest of the world. We left normal when we got the Word.
Now, Jerry, God knew he'd done that. God told him to do that. He agreed and he did that. But now there's something here. This never occurred to me just like this before. There's something here. He had to pray that and declare that, not so the Father would find out about
right,
it. He already
right.
knew that.
Sure.
But he's delivering a truth to the ears of these men, and he's settling it right here because
right.
when he's resurrected from the dead, this came to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, and you remember later when Peter, after the day of Pentecost, one of the things he said was, and it's the Word that'll give you an inheritance. It's the Word. He went to talking about the Word will build you up. The Word will give you an inheritance.
Yes, 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 yes.
So Peter's standing there when he's praying this prayer and hearing Jesus make the statement, I gave him your Word. You know, now Peter wasn't too sharp in a lot of areas, but apparently he got a hold of something there that it's the Word that's going to make the difference in my life.
From the day of Pentecost on, it was Peter that was really the rock.
Yeah.
He was the rock that kept it together. And then the Apostle Paul came out of that, and boy, the two of them then saying the same thing.
Oh, yeah. When Paul came along and giving revelations that Jesus had personally revealed to him, Peter said, Paul, I've never heard anything like this. That's strong, but I know it's Scripture. I know you've heard from God. And boy, Paul took it to another level.
Yeah, he did.
With the revelation of the new covenant, things that Peter didn't know and understand, but he had sense enough to realize this man's heard from God, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, Paul is so keen on You know, Paul, having been a very highly educated man, being trained by the greatest minds of his day, you know, knowledge was everything to Paul. He prided himself in the fact that he was a Jew among Jews. He was a Pharisee among Pharisees. Boy, knowledge was everything to this man. But once he met Jesus and learned the difference between natural human knowledge and revelation knowledge, he said, I'd trade all of that. That all that other stuff is nothing but dung as far as I'm concerned compared to the excellency of the knowledge of God. And he realized, man, with the Word of God, there's no limit.
There is no limit. That's the whole bottom line.
Yeah. That's what Jesus is endeavoring to get across to us here, that we are not of this world. I am not defined by this world no more than Jesus was, meaning I don't have their boundaries. The world has no right to restrict, confine, or limit a child of God. Whatever they say we can't do, we can't have, if you believe what Jesus just prayed there, then immediately you got to think, just hide and watch. Don't tell me I can't have something. Don't tell me I can't do something. I'm not of this world. I am not defined by this world. I don't have its boundaries. Now, John, the same man who wrote John, also wrote 1 John.
Yeah.
And listen to what he says in 1 John 5. Now, here he says, quoting Jesus, we're not of this world. Well, you got to be of something. You know, you're not just hanging loose here. If you're not of this world, then what are you of? He said, if you believe in Jesus, you're born of God.
That's right.
I'm not
That's
of this world. Right. I'm of God.
Let's go over and read that.
Yeah.
Ooh, 1 John 4
1
and 5.
John 5. He says, we are born of God. And if we're born of God, then we overcome the world. So there he picks up on what he learned from Jesus in that prayer, that the man that knows Christ, that's received Jesus.
That's whosoever
yeah.
believes that.
Right. That man is now born of God. That means that man now has God's divine nature. That man has the ability to operate in this earth just like Jesus did. Jesus said, you can't define me by this world. This world, I'm not of. I am of God.
Oh, man.
And I don't have this world's boundaries, and neither do those who believe in me.
Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world.
Yeah.
Well, the Word's born of God. We know it overcomes the world.
Mm-hmm.
The power of the name of Jesus is born of God, so we know that overcomes the world.
Yeah.
But this is talking about people.
Yeah.
Whosoever believeth Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? Overcomes above and beyond.
Yeah.
But he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God, and then you go down there at that 18th verse, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Now, what's that saying? Whoever's born of love and walks in that love is in the area of a sin-free life because he walks in the light as he is in the light, and his blood cleanses us of all mm-hmm. sin. He has to maintain a life of repentance when he sinned.
Yeah.
Deal with it. That's the way he started this book in the first mm-hmm. and second chapter. But if you walk in that, then he said, he that is begotten or born of God keeps himself in that love commandment, and that wicked one touches him not.
Yeah. The whole theme is the above and beyond
man,
lifestyle.
Above and beyond Satan's reach. He
yeah.
can't get
sin
in
sin shall have no dominion over you.
Light in the land of Goshen.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
Lord
the law of the
God,
Spirit of life made me free from the law of sin and death. The whole theme is we have a right to live above and beyond what the rest of the world is living.
Now, religion is just the opposite. It will pull you back down it. Now, you just settle down here. You don't want to be extreme like Savelle and Copeland. And now you don't want to 99. Well, Kenneth and Copeland and Savelle are not extreme. If you look at it in the light of what we're reading here, mm-hmm. that's not extreme. That's
yeah.
just believing what Jesus said. And it's in every book of the Bible mm-hmm. when you get down to it. But religious correctness is worse than political correctness.
Oh, yeah.
It'll put you in a bondage.
Oh, I'd still have them boundaries around me if I'd have listened to them.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the first things they told me. You know, when they, you come preaching that, and I got excited about it, got my hands on all them reel-to-reel tapes I could get my hands on and studying them day and night. And I'd go down there to church, and they said, now, don't become an extremist. That Brother Copeland's an extremist. So I didn't know what an extremist was. So I started watching your life, and I thought, well, he's extremely healed, extremely blessed, you know, extremely prosperous. I believe I'll become an extremist.
You know, a good friend of ours, a good friend of yours and mine both, was telling me, and then I heard him preach it on a tape, so it is public. Mm-hmm. He said back when he and his wife first got hold of, somebody gave him one of our tapes, and then he got some of your tapes, and then, man alive, he just like we were. He just hit it like a dog on a bone, you know. And he got so excited, he couldn't listen to nothing else. He didn't have time for his radio. He listening to those tapes, man. And he came out of there, but in the meantime, he gave some of those tapes to his closest friends. They were all believers, raised in the same church. And they kind of ho-hum, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, so. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Yeah.
Well, he said, man, that word grew, and it turned into this, and it grew into that, and it grew into this, and we wound up going to Rhema, and then God led us here, and God led us there, and we began to prosper and grow. And he said, now, in our lives are ministering through the church that we founded, and our ministry is going out all over. He said, we're affecting, literally affecting people in different places all over the world.
Yeah.
And he said, this is just a matter of growth of that message over the last 30 years.
Sure. The same people that heard you when I heard you that first time, some of them, we got to where I was studying those tapes, and some of them would say, well, and of course, I'd come out acting on it. I was putting it to work and getting results. So some of them said, well, teach us. And Carolyn and I opened
our home. You didn't have no better season to do it.
Yeah. And Carolyn and I opened our home up on Monday nights and brought people in there.
That thrilled me,
and we'd sit there and listen to one of your tapes, and then we'd all discuss it and talk about it. And they'd ask me to help them, you know, because I was a little bit further along because I got so involved in it that I couldn't get enough. I literally shut my business down to study this.
It's all day, every day, you know? With you.
Yeah. And so they knew I was into it, and they'd ask me to, you know, explain what he meant there, you know. And if I didn't know, we'd play the tape again, rewind that thing, and play it again until we got it. But some of those same people studying the same messages, heard the same thing, and God was just taking Carol and I out of Egypt to the Promised Land, and some of them are still in Egypt after 40 years.
40 years.
Still hadn't figured it out yet.
In that same little spot.
Yeah.
Well, when religion takes over, it has its own boundaries.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's as far as you're going to go. If you'll just follow the Word and let it make you free from any boundaries. Let the Word fight its own fight.
Mm-hmm. I think religion is probably worse than the world about setting boundaries.
Oh, Jerry, it's far worse. It's the most dangerous thing known to man, I believe,
mm-hmm.
because all of them are the same way.
Yeah.
Christianity is not a religion.
No.
Now, listen to this because you need to know this. Christianity is not a religion. It is the reality of the God being our Father, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus, mm-hmm. God and his family. But now there's been religions made out of Christianity, mm-hmm. and there's numerous other religions that don't even have nothing to do with Jesus. If you'll notice, they all quote the Bible a little bit, and nearly all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Even all of the Middle Eastern religions, they all refer to the Bible some way or another. Yeah. But their religions, and all of them tell you what you can't do, what you better not do, and don't you ever get caught doing this mm-hmm. and all that.
Yeah.
But you come into the reality of Jesus, and he begins to tell you what you can.
Oh, yeah.
Who you really are
right.
in Christ
Starts
Jesus.
Removing all them limits. Oh. Taking off all those boundaries.
Through the love of
and
God.
And Paul said, in Romans 12, that how this all begins is through the process of the renewing of the mind. So that tells me, too, where limitations...
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
...are really embedded in the mind. He said, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Phillips translation says, don't let this world around you mold you into it, or mold you into, squeeze you into its mold. Don't let this world around you squeeze you into its mold. So it takes the Word to renew the mind. And when the mind begins to be renewed over a period of time, what you thought was a limitation and a boundary doesn't look like a limitation and a boundary anymore. What you had received from other people, whether it be parents, whether it be family, whether it be culture, society, that told you, you can't have this, you can't do this, and you accepted that, you spend enough time going through this process of the renewing of the mind, and suddenly this revelation comes. What they said is not true, because that doesn't line up with what Jesus said.
It don't
apply line up
to
with
you
the Word
at
said.
All.
No, because I'm not of
Boy,
this world.
Well, I mean, that's powerful.
I am not
Jerry,
of this world.
I can remember right where I was. I was in my car, and I was in the over on the east side of Fort Worth, driving along there and stopped the signal line. And the Lord had just gotten across to me a television and what he intended for us to do, you and me, in television. Man. And it just to begin cost more money than I'd ever seen in one place in my life.
Yeah.
And I sat there at that signal light, and I said out loud, while it was still red, and I said out loud, I don't know how I can ever do that.
Yeah.
And I heard the Lord on the inside of me said, yes, you do. And out loud, I said, I do. Yes, you do. Well, about that time, that light changed, and I drove on through. And then, of course, I had my mind on my driving. I drove on through there. And just as I got through that light, I'm telling you, it just boomed out in my spirit. Give. It'll be given to you again. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. It will come into your bosom. I thought, yeah! See, that wasn't even in my mind.
Right.
It went through my mind because I read it, the Word. Mm-hmm. But it had gotten down in my spirit while I was at ORU and Oral Roberts talking
seed
about
faith,
seed faith, and Brother Hagin talking about faith in God, and all that was in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
My mind still had those boundaries around it in my thinking, but the Word got up in my mind, and that moment renewed my mind. I mean, in a moment's time, concerning that assignment from God.
Yeah.
Now, nothing had changed. I didn't have no more money than I did 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any limits on me. I said, yeah, we can do this thing. I said, Lord, forgive me for being slow here. Bless God. Yeah, yeah. I started saying it. You and I went to Birmingham not too long after that.
I remember it well.
We got up in the morning, and I had that little twin-engine airplane. That little airplane, 75% of the assets of this ministry.
Yeah.
And it was about, $22,000, I think, we had invested in that little airplane. Boy, it is good enough. We flew it all over the place. Well, you and I went to Birmingham. And I said, Jerry, I got this assignment on me, man. Would you mind getting up with me early? We got these meetings to preach here, but would you mind getting up with me about 5 o'clock each morning here for the next 2 or 3 mornings, and let's get before the Lord and get directions on that. And you said, yeah. So, man, the next morning, 5 o'clock, we got together and we in there praying. And was it, I don't remember the first morning or the second morning, whatever it was. And boy, the word of God came to me and he said, I want you to give that airplane to so and so.
Second morning. Yeah.
Well, I'd already been hearing this, so it didn't surprise me. It shocked me at the size of it.
Yeah.
But then the size of the assignment was huge.
Right.
And okay. And so I just did it before I had time to think about it. And we waited till later on in the morning where they'd be up and around, and we both of us knew this man very well. Called him, and I told him that over the telephone. Jerry and I was both on the phone, and he said, "Woo, woo, 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 woo." You could hear that the telephone went bang, bang, bang. Across the floor, and I could hear him shouting and hollering all over the room, man. Yeah. I thought, he's tearing that ass up. Mm-hmm. He hollered at his wife. She come running in there. She didn't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
But the seed was sown.
Yeah.
And then the Lord said, I want you to take it over there and overhaul both engines. I don't want you giving a seed that, well, that took every dollar we had.
Yeah.
And put the thing in there, overhaul those engines. And I'm telling you, here came the funds to do what we needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never had anything like that. I'd had it happen to me on small things. But all of a sudden, there wasn't any difference between $25 and $25,000.
Yeah.
There was a time when that $25 seed I sold was just as big as that $25,000 was, because I didn't have food for the next meal, and all I had was $25, and I sold it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the limits were off.
Yeah.
The only thing was any problem was in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the more it renewed my mind, the more it expanded my thinking. And it's still doing that today, 40 years later, 42 years or however many it is later. And it's still, the assignments get bigger and it expands. The assignment gets bigger and it expands because the same process is in motion.
Now what you didn't realize way back then, that was the seed to the aviation department today.
Oh, it is, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
major as that thing is today. And
think of as much of a barrier as that might have been at one time, think what's happened since then. The number of airplanes has been sold since then.
Jerry Preacher wouldn't even buy a new car. And now we have a minister's conference, and there'll be 17, 18 jets out there. There'll be 15 propeller airplanes, and they're just all
that
over the place.
That thing broke the back of the devil.
Whoa!
Where aviation and the ministry was concerned.
Put the sign up, Tim. We're out of time. Well, Jerry and I'll be back in just a minute.
Nobody wants to settle for second best. You don't have to. God can take you from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Dr. Jerry Savelle's teaching series, The Above and Beyond Lifestyle, is an inspiring teaching that gives hope for your future. No matter what is happening in the world, God loves you and has given you His Word. He is limitless, and His Word is without boundaries. You can have success, not failure. Victory, not defeat. Health, not sickness. And blessing, not lack.
The best advice you will ever receive for how to live well in this chaotic world is going to come from the Holy Spirit.
This teaching will help you renew your mind, keep your dreams alive, and break down the barriers to God's above and beyond blessing. Don't settle for the ordinary when you can have the extraordinary. You can live an over-the-top lifestyle where you are blessed to be a blessing and show the world how good your God really is. Order The Above and Beyond Lifestyle by Jerry Savelle. This brand new CD set is available now for just $15. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your set online at kcm.org. Other ways to order include calling our toll-free number, 800-600-7395, or when you write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Now, to live above and beyond, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He's the door to this. There ain't no way out of the kingdom of darkness unless you get born out of it. Mm-hmm. And you get born out of it into the kingdom of God's dear Son. That's what Colossians, the first chapter, 12, 13 verses say. Now listen to this. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone loves him that's the Father, loves also his children. Now, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Now let's go over here in the 10th chapter of Romans, where it says, if you shall confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and it's said over here, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Here it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and shall believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The scripture says, whosoever. Now there it is again. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, are you a whosoever? Well, sure you are. Just like Jerry and me, I mean, he and I both, man, I mean, we come out of some pretty tough places with it. And there was a lot of people that figured there ain't no way he, I, either one going to ever get out of this, man. And that God, nobody else going to have nothing to do with them boys. Them motorcycle riding, cigar chomping bunch of people like that. Who ever heard of such a thing? Well, that's what God came to do. Yeah. Now, you pray this with Brother Jerry and me. We're going to follow this. And just pray it out loud. Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the past.
The devil and all he stands for.
The devil and all he stands
fill
for.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
I receive him now.
I receive him now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Now, right quick, just before we leave, this little book will show you and teach you how to get started reading your Bible, and this will tell you how to study your Bible. It's not hard, but you need to just learn some few things and flow right on through there, and you get just as strong as the rest of us. God loves you, and we love you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you've made a decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the blessing is at work in your life right now. Be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland online at kcm.org.